It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning to you. Hopefully the sun comes out to play today. Holy mackerel, it's a gray one out there. All right, so a little bit of Eagles news over the weekend. You may have missed it. It was a kind of under-the-radar move, but Avante Maddox left the Birds, goes to the Detroit Lions. Very solid Eagle. Had a good Eagles career. Real good Eagles career. And obviously when you consider where they drafted him and how much he played, it was a heck of a draft pick, and ultimately helped him win a championship, helped him win a lot of games. Was he great? No. Was he good last year? No. But he was a solid player for most of his tenure, got banged up a lot, threw his body around quite a bit, had versatility, could play all sorts of different spots out there, and he was a player I really admired. I'll always look back fondly on Avante Maddox.
Played safety.
Yeah.
Free safety, strong safety. He was a cornerback on the outside for us. He was the nickelback. Yeah. It really, not, you're right though, not the greatest, but he could hold down the fort on a variety of expectations, and he was tough.
He was tough, except for that game against the Davante Adams. Remember that game when he was outside? James, you remember that? He was outside corner.
What a mess.
Holy mackerel. That was brutal that night. But, no, I like Avante. So, and he's a Lion. So, you know, he's
from Detroit, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, no, look, good for him. I mean, he probably doesn't have that long left in his career, would be my guess. I think we could see the diminishment happening in front of our eyes, you know. But, look, he made that play in the Super Bowl that they kind of, like, wrapped it up. When he deflected that fourth down pass. And a tip of the cap to Avante. Really solid career. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Talk to Didi right now. Good morning, Didi.
Good morning. How are you all?
Great, Didi.
Fantastic.
I wanted to give you another Franklin. There was a Franklin character in the Peanuts comic strip.
There was,
anybody remembers that.
We didn't think of Franklin Mills, too.
Franklin Mills, yeah. John got the Franklin Mint. Franklin Mint was a pretty good get there, John.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who was the Franklin Peanuts kid?
Yeah, one of the characters named Franklin.
Yeah, wow. I have no recollection.
I got nothing on that.
What Franklin did. Not a memorable character.
I don't know it either. All right, Didi, what do you got on the Phillies?
Well, I am a huge Phillies fan. I was at Game 7 against the Diamondbacks, which was awful.
Yep.
I have a puppy whose name is Line Drive Shot Up the Middle, and her nickname is Raffy. Like, I live and die for the Phillies, and I'm at the point where it's a long season. I think it's worth giving the leadoff hitter's platoon a shot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open-minded to it. And in part, it's experimentation, see how it goes. And that's one thing that I'm very for. So I didn't expect it, but I think it makes a lot of sense.
Wait, they have to change something.
Well,
they can't just keep doing what they were doing because it hasn't been getting them far enough.
Well, ultimately, they have to change their approach at the plate, regardless of the sequence of who bats where. They, you know, certain guys have to bat better. And Trey Turner, by the way, is one of the main examples of that, because of all the guys that got to change their approach, he's supposed to be the best.
Hey, and what about the possibility that, hey, we see which guy feels most comfortable with leading off? Like, this is not set in stone that
it has to continue
for the duration of the season. It's possible that, I don't know, Trey Turner looks like he's really flying with this thing, taking off and running with it. Well, Schwarber's struggling. Maybe you stick with Trey for a while until he starts to. I don't know. You've got a lot of options with this. The fact is, you got more versatility with two guys. You got a guy coming from each side of the plate.
I like
our options here.
All right, Didi, I need an answer from you. A scene in a movie or a show with a vehicle?
I don't think anybody said this yet. It's iconic. It's brilliant. It's terrifying and hilarious at the same time. In Jurassic Park, when the T-Rex is chasing the Jeep and you see the side view mirror and it says the object in mirror is closer than it appears.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
You got it, Didi. All right. A second Jurassic Park answer today. Yeah.
And that is terrifying. I mean, the way that the screen is vibrating, it feels like it's vibrating your intestines.
I got to say it again.
Terrified.
I really don't have a ton of memory on it.
Oh, come on.
I know the giraffes.
Really?
The dinosaurs are back.
This is T-Rex. You're in an explorer. It's crunching you. Like, that really, I feel trapped when I think of that scene.
Good.
That really is an evocative scene.
All right, so we got three different Twitter poll questions of the day. Let's wrap them up right now. All brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. In a new Armin Chevrolet, available 2.9% financing for 72 months on new Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. All right, as we've been discussing throughout most of the show, do you like Rob Thompson's idea of using both Schwarber versus righties and Trey versus lefties to lead off? Yes or no? John, how do you think people voted?
If close to 50-50, but I'm going to say more people dislike it because people are just feeling that way about Topper right now.
You get it exactly right. I'm giving you $10.
61% say
thank dislike. God he's wrong. I don't even have any money in my wallet. I'd have to hand him a credit card.
Or just Venmo him.
But you're pretty close, John. 56% don't like it. 44 do. That's a good sniff out by you.
Thanks.
You know, that's pretty solid.
I got a big nose.
All right. Second poll question: Which team should the NFL schedule versus the Eagles to kick off the 2025 season. So, John, our four choices were Cowboys, Lions, Rams, Commanders. Now, our internal answers here was I was Washington. Rhea, you were the Rams?
I was the Rams, yeah.
And James, you were Detroit?
Dallas for Petty.
You were Dallas, and John, I think you were Detroit. So we actually covered all four answers here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John, how do you think people voted, all the thousands of votes we got online?
I think everyone still wants to see us beat the Lions. So
that is right.
Say the Lions win this one.
44% Lions, 30% Washington.
Dominant.
14% the Rams, and 12% the Cowboys.
Look at how bad the Cowboys have fallen.
Yeah, you're right.
Eagles fans don't even care.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Dallas is not going to happen because I don't think they're perceived as good enough to warrant it. Although I will say they are America's team.
No, they're not.
It's a Thursday night football thing. Dak will be back. I mean, he will be healthy.
They are a joke of a team. I mean,
well, that's why I don't think it's going to be them, because it could be a mismatch. Could be.
Oh, man. Yes, it's a mismatch. They are, man, they're in bad shape.
James, which team is it going to be?
Well, I think, like, if I had to bet, I would probably bet on the Commanders. I think because they have two Commanders games to play with, and they're a big, you know, NFC Championship game rematch. Jaden Daniels is a big deal. I think they want to save the Lions game, would be my guess.
So I think it's going to be the Rams, and my reason is because they don't do these NFC East games in September. So, now, look, I hope they break that trend, but, I mean, there is a pretty big trend the last 7 or 8 years since they you know, redid how they schedule teams. I'd love to see the Commanders game. If I had to guess which one it'll be, I'd guess the Rams, but we'll see. All right, third poll question. Better athlete, the Hammer or Fritz? Put another way, the Hammer versus the Tool, which I'm still calling for that to be the name of this thing. John, you got a pretty good name. Hammer versus the Tool, not bad. I score one for the Hammer with creativity. Uh-huh. All right, John, how did people vote? And I'm going to, I just want the ladies and gentlemen of Delaware Valley to remember this.
Uh-huh.
Boys and girls, I'm going to remember this poll result. I'm going to remember it.
This is fuel?
I'm going to remember it. This is like Jordan getting cut from his, you know, varsity team as a sophomore.
Oh, that's a perfect
comparison. I just can't imagine why anyone would vote for you on this response.
And the votes
Someone actually thinks that you're a better athlete than Jack Fritz, the college athlete who's not, 15 years younger than you.
But not many people. 12%.
I can't believe you got 12%. You have 12% are they have DeCamera as their last name? Is that your family?
Can I say
calling
this?
In, voting
John,
in?
John, do you remember when Arya Stark killed Walter Frey the second time? Well, actually,
she only killed him once.
Well, no, she kind of kills him the second time because then she kills she wipes out the whole Frey group. Remember?
Right, but that's not, you can't kill someone
she
gets, twice.
Well, the face, okay, whatever. She's got the face and she rips it off. And you remember what she said? And this is how I feel to the audience that doubts me. She said to that little girl who's the one survivor, she says, let me try to get this right. She says, when people ask you what happened here, tell them the North remembers. Tell them winter came for House Frey.
Mm.
That's how I feel about people doubting me. But we'll see. Winter's going to come for a lot of people.
Winter's not coming.
You should be worried.
Joe, it's spring. Winter's not coming.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, yeah, it's sort of metaphorically speaking.
You should be so grateful that 12% of people were kind. I'm blown away that 12% said you're a better athlete than Jack.
12%. I voted for you.
You should be
Thank you, Rhea. I didn't vote, but I tell you. All right, let's get to Rick right now.
Rhea voted for you. Like, does that make you feel better?
No, I can't root for Jack.
Does that make
I'm
you
sorry.
Feel better?
It's a pity vote. It's a pity
yes,
vote.
Yes, it really is.
I know. Rick, good morning, pal.
Hey, how you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Wow. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah. Okay. I have a kind of heartwarming George Foreman story. There's a movie called When We Were Kings that came out in 95.
It's great about movie.
Foreman. Yeah, good movie. Won the Academy
Phenomenal.
Award that year. Yeah. Anyway, the producer of the film is named David Sonnenberg. He's a longtime client and a dear friend. And he tells me stories about this. And he said, he got Ali and Foreman to attend the Academy Awards with him, and they came up on stage with him when he got his award. And he called George and asked him to come on, and George was hesitant, he said, because and he said, I got to have to see the film before I agree to come on. So he sent him the film. About a week later, he said, George called him back, and he said, he agreed to come on, and he said, you know, I watched that movie 9 times, and every time I watched it, I was sure I was going to win the Oscar.
That's great.
Anyway.
He had quite the personality.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll move on to the lead off.
No, I like it. Foreman was a legendary figure in American sports history. He really was.
Dan Quinn was a really nice guy. A really nice guy.
I'll say.
But anyway, I wanted to throw in a little bit about the leadoff position and thinking about this a bit. Both Turner and Schwarber have very similar on-base percentages, 345-ish, I believe, is around there. And the difference, I think, is that if Turner gets to first base, there's a much better chance he'll turn it into a double by stealing second, whereas Schwarbs, of course, won't steal second. So I think that alone might tilt the advantage slightly to Turner, and that's just my take on it. I didn't always think that, but I've come around to that recently.
Well,
but
it's a factor.
Anyway.
There's no question. I mean, Trey's speed is a factor in this discussion. You know, I mean, look,
let's
Rick.
Hope he can use it.
Ideally, Trey Turner would be the leadoff hitter. Notice I said ideally, meaning he hits good enough to get on enough, and he steals a lot of bases and he sets the tables, and like that'd be great, it'd be fantastic. Rick, appreciate the call, but you know he's got to get on a lot for that idealism to be realized.
He was brought here really to be the leadoff hitter.
He was
correct. Yeah. And he also shouldn't be playing shortstop, correct?
Yeah, correct.
This is going so well.
All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Maybe it's me. Maybe I missed something. Did the Phillies win 95 games with Schwarber as a leadoff hitter last year and 90 or something the year before that? Not the problem, folks. Turner and the rest of the lineup, it comes up tiny in the big spots.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Hey, Joe, I got a buddy who went to Fairfield around the same time you did, and he said he was an acquaintance of yours, not a good buddy, but an acquaintance. And he said Melvin had a nickname, Melvin the Melon. And he said whenever you had your Playboy, Melvin the Melon was always right there with you. I don't know whatever that meant.
That ain't
strong,
right, man.
Strong work right there.
You got to admit, that Melvin story is up. I mean, how much – so for those that missed it earlier, I referenced this guy Melvin who worked the cafeteria in the deli at Fairfield. Because we had talked about Playboy one time, he called out, like, across the room to me about Playboy in front of all these girls that I mean, it was outrageous.
You were trying to impress?
You were trying to woo the ladies? It became a survive and advance moment at that point. I was just trying to get out of the damn conversation. It was brutal. it was brutal.
Joe, if you turn off the tournament games because you don't know anybody, that's your fault. You don't do any research. You don't watch the big games on ESPN, the conference tournaments. You just go into the tournament blind. Now I understand why you're not interested.
Yeah, no, I'll admit, guilty as charged there.
I heard you guys talking about George Foreman dying, man. I'm bummed. And by the way, that's one of the most iconic calls of any sport.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Rest in peace there, big guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
You know, an irony to that whole thing, with that being Cosell, one of his greatest calls, he, at the end, was so anti-boxing. He was, and that turned him off to sports. Yeah, it was. He got really angry at a lot of people at the end of his life. He got fired by ABC because he was taking shots at ABC. He was taking shots at Al Michaels.
He
was very cranky. One of the shots he was taking, though, when Sugar Ray came back after a couple years out because of his eye injury, he thought it was barbaric that Sugar Ray was given a boxing license. So here John is like the greatest boxing announcer of all time. And then he's like anti-boxing.
Right.
It was a very complicated end to his life. All right, let's get a couple more calls in here. Rick in Easton right now. Rick, good morning.
Yeah, so real quick on the topic. You know, since this is a long season, and we saw last year with such a huge lead over the Dodgers, and he wheeled us back in, coupled with this is a real, really long season.
Yep.
Let Trey lead off for a month, then sit back, assess the situation, see what the results are, and then go from there. Schwarber wins games. There's no doubt about that. But he doesn't win championships here. And let's just give it a shot.
Hold on, Rick. I'm with you to an extent. He doesn't win championship. Here's my argument against that. He's not why they lost. I'm serious, man.
There were
two all-time disasters last year, and I'm lumping groups together. Players stopped hitting. He wasn't one of them. Like, I think, did JT go
0 for
the series, right? Like, 0 for the series. And then there was, like, five different relievers that all collapsed.
Okay.
So I just think it's unfair to say, like, he doesn't win championships. Well, maybe if the other guys played better in October, he would have.
You countered. Now let me give you a counter to that.
Sure.
So I agree with you that he is not the reason, but it's a team game. And him in the middle of the lineup, I think, makes the players around him better.
That's possible. I admit that's possible. Yes, that is possible.
Just give it a shot. It's a long season. Give it a shot.
All right, Rick, we got to turn two right now, my man. We're moving fast. Best scene with a vehicle.
Die Hard 3 with a Vengeance with Samuel Jackson, that car scene through Central Park.
You got it, my man. Die Hard 3. All right, we're looking for great answers for the best scene with a vehicle. There's still major answers that haven't been said yet. Major. David in Northeast Philly. David, give me an answer.
Steve McQueen. He played
in Bullet?
Detective.
You talking about Bullet?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
All right, you got it, David. Let's get to Mark right now. Mark, give me a scene.
The scene in Pulp Fiction where John Travolta and Samuel Jackson driving in a car and they shoot the guy in the face when they hit a bone.
All right, that one had
That's
not been
different.
Said,
no,
right?
He was talking about the cleanup of that.
Yeah, that was different.
Yep. Ziggy, Lehigh Valley. Zig, give me a scene.
Yeah, the A-team, when they fly the tank to the lake, and then they drive the tank out. It's awesome.
All right, and that's one particular episode?
No, that's the movie, A-team.
Oh, okay.
The remake, A-team.
You got it, my man. Tank in and out of water. Okay. Holy mackerel, we got a lot of
that's
answers here.
That's like a custom-made scene for this side, by the way, and a tank is pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, so we got to move kind of fast. Let me just ask this. Without me reading all, like, 25 answers, is there any one that you guys remember?
Thelma and Louise.
That's big.
Yeah, that sticks out. It's up there for sure.
So the end of Back to the Future is notable.
Yeah.
You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat is notable.
It's big, too.
I love that one.
You got Fast Times at Ridgemont High with Jefferson's car. You got Ace Ventura with his head out the window. You got the Blues Brothers was said, Animal House was said, Jurassic Park was said, Speed jumping over the frickin' thing was said. And you got an Airplane with Kareem.
And
you got the French Connection.
Yeah.
That's big.
Not as into that one.
Well,
I know you're Gene Hackman.
Oh, I love him. Rhea, what are you thinking?
I like Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise, probably.
Yeah.
James?
Yeah, Jaws and Thelma and Louise are my top two.
I think Jaws.
Thelma and Louise. I go Thelma and Louise.
Yep, I'm fine with Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise. Ruth, congratulations with your answer, Thelma and Louise. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.